Eight teams are still alive in the NFL playoffs, each competing for a spot in the Super Bowl at the end of the month. Commentator Frank DeFord has these thoughts about losers, teams and organizations that will never make it to the big game.
Naming the most pathetically inept sports entity in the United States may not be easy. The Cincinnati Bengals, some fans would immediately shout to the heavens. No others would cry out. The Los Angeles Clippers exhibit the kind of sustained failure that is tough to top. Still, when it comes to unadulterated incompetence in sport, it's difficult not to put your United States Olympic Committee at the top of the list of challengers. To call your USOC a laughingstock simply does not do justice to Banana Republic's Keystone Cops or Arthur Anderson. Your USOC Executive Committee will be meeting next week to consider the case of Lloyd Ward, its chief executive, who has been caught apparently trying to have one of his minions steer a $4.6 million deal to what was then his brother's company. Here we go again. Last year it was the USOC President, Sandra Baldwin, who was trapped in her own ethical mess. Alas, there are all too often conflicts of interest and skeletons in the closet, both with your USOC presidents and your USOC executive directors. Lloyd Ward is just part of a grand tradition. He also, by the way, is a member of Augusta National, and of course he says he's doing nothing wrong as America's Olympic leader to retain his membership at a club that discriminates against half the people that he represents. It's not just that Ward has to go. It's time that somehow more honorable and capable people were attracted to our Olympic organization who could then bring in top-drawer executives. Now, as we know only too well, the International Olympic Committee is peopled by a great many knuckleheads and scoundrels, but even that suspect body is appalled at the third raters that the world superpower presents as our Olympic elite. We're patsies. We produce no leaders in international sport. To some extent, it's ironic, because America has the most magnificent tradition of volunteerism. Unfortunately, it's obvious that the best Americans give their time to schools and hospitals and other health and social charities. The Olympics and too many other amateur sports organizations get the leftovers. The reason we do so well at Olympic competition is because we're so big and rich that even we can't screw up all the games. The reason we're awarded so many Olympics is that the IOC uses us to help pay the bills. After your USOC Executive Committee dispatches your current USOC Chief Executive, it ought to start the process to rid us of itself. The only Olympic movement we need is a complete turnover of the USOC. We need fresh blood running our Olympics, ladies and gentlemen who have the same degree of talent as our athletes. Of course, by now, who with any brains or dignity wants to be associated with such a nincompoop organization?
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.